This is Access All Areas on FUBAR Radio with Bobby Norris.
Hello, guys. Yes, it is Bobby Norris, and we are very much live on Access All Areas here on FUBAR Radio. And, of course, I'm Bobby Norris.
And I'm Ellen Corlin.
How are you doing, Elle?
I'm great, lovely. How are you?
I'm really good, thank you, darling. Just got to start the show, and it's a jam-packed show, and, of course, it's a good one, but it's your final show for a few weeks.
Oh, for 3 weeks. I'm getting hitched.
She's getting hitched. Someone's put a ring on it.
I know. I'm going to be a lot heavier when I come back, the old ball and train.
Well, you're looking snatched right now.
Thank you.
And showing my age right now, but you're giving, like, splash vibes.
Ooh, okay.
I mean, you're 10 years older than me. You know what splash is.
Is it the surf movie?
Oh, well, I would have called it the mermaid movie, but then I'm gay.
What's the main actress?
Oh, the beautiful girl.
Is it Blake Lively?
No, she weren't. I'm looking at my producers. My producers, she weren't even born.
I'm going to take it as a compliment regardless.
Kim Cattrall, Was it Kim Cattrall?
No.
Right. Anyway, she was a beautiful mermaid. It's just absolutely fucking pissed all over the chips. It was meant to be lovely. It ain't Kim Cattrall.
I'm taking it.
Anyway, guys, moving on from my showing myself up as a gay man that I don't know the actress in a mermaid movie.
You should know.
Considering I wanted to be Ariel when I grew up, the irony. Guys, we always bring you all the tea in showbiz town, and of course tonight is no exception. So I'm going to be chatting with Below Deck veteran captain. We've got Captain Lee.
Love him. Love him.
We're going to get the goss and the tea because we have a lot of the Below Deckers on.
We do. And as you know, it's my favourite show. I do love it.
Well, I did say that on our social media clip. Go check it out on Access All Areas.
Got it right.
I did. Ellen didn't even know her own favourite show.
No, I didn't. I actually said Kardashians because I panicked. And then I watched it back and I said, you got it right. Damn it.
There was a little bit of shadiness on that. She was a shady queen.
Oh,
yeah.
There
was a little bit, but it's all shits and giggles. But I thought that was the one I was guaranteed.
Yes, I know. My mind went blank, but it is my favourite show, to be fair. And Captain Lee, I can't wait to speak to him.
Can't wait to speak to him. And guys, talking about social media, I'm sure a lot of you know by now, but if you don't, get involved. It all goes down in the socials. You've got to follow us on Instagram at Access All Area Show. Go check it out because we do a little behind the scenes stuff, don't we?
Yes.
Parodies, films.
Yeah, all the above.
We're like Spielberg here. It all goes on at FUBAR Towers. But anyway, guys, our diehard fans know that we always start the show with showbiz tea. And of course, tonight I'm doing just that. And we have got the lovely Emily here. Emily, how are you, Coach?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Really good, thank you, bud.
Huh? That's using Splash. Daryl Hannah is the actual
Daryl Hannah, yes!
Legend.
Thank you. I should have turned her mic on quicker. Yes, Daryl Hannah. I have to wait for the background theme tune to go. I bet the whole time you know.
No, I was thinking. I was like, you know who it is. You know who it is. And then it just came to me.
I love that, because you're quite a bit younger than Ellen.
Oh, fuck off. But I will take it, correct.
Yeah.
Do you know what? I was thinking two showbiz journalists and we're both like staring at each other like, what is it?
I know.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, we got there in the end.
It's terrible. Call themselves journos. Weren't like that in our day, guys. Ems, what's going down in showbiz town?
Well, somebody is on Celebrity SAS.
Yeah, I heard.
Tell me, that is the one show I would want to do. Me and these nails.
Shut up.
I'd love to do it.
I'm obsessed with your nails, by the way. Literally, the one perk of, well, not the perk, the worst thing about being gay is that you don't get an acrylic back scratch.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, when she taps away Emily, she's always in the studio. I can hear her on like Instagram and WhatsApp. And I love the sound.
Yeah, clickety-clack.
I love Khloe Kardashian, but I love her nails more.
Yeah.
I know I'd be that bitch. If I was a girl, I would be an acrylic bitch.
Oh, yeah. I love it.
That sound. That's ASMR to me. I love it.
And people love the back scratch. Very popular indeed.
I bet.
Go to her OnlyFans now.
Actually, you could just plug that.
I don't know how you were doing SAS with them nails, though.
I know. What was it like?
I've just got to say, because obviously we weren't here last week. I was doing behind the scenes over at NTA's. So I've not been able to speak about this. I've literally had to keep this secret for so long. And yeah. I'm so glad.
You've done such a good job as well.
Because literally we've had guests on here talking about wanting to do that show. And yeah. I've had these conversations with people. And I'm thinking, do you know what I've done? You know, like, I'm like fucking Mystic Meg here. And I'm thinking, are they calling my bluff? Anyway, I can finally sigh a fucking bit of relief. And I'm like, right, I'm not going to get called out and get told off by Channel 4. I don't know where to begin. All I can say is, and I've been around the track more times than a lurcher when it comes to reality TV, let's have it right. By far the hardest show, hands down, I've ever done in my life. And not even just show, just the hardest thing I've done. Like, these men... And obviously, in real life, women, but on the show, the four DS's staff, the governors, they're men. Fucking hats off to them, because I never went to school with anyone that was like, oh, Bob, when I grow up, I'm going to be SAS. We just didn't do that. Like, I was an hairdresser. Like, do you know what I mean? Yeah. We didn't have SAS people. Like, a few girls got banged up.
Yeah.
Some boys got... Yeah. You know I mean? Like, let's not
totally
go...
Totally different show.
Yeah. So, it's... I've kind of got this whole thing in my head where to watch it back, I'm a little bit nervous because I did it because I've got so many fears and phobias and I'm no spring chicken, but I'm not an old boy.
Yeah.
And I've got a lot of fears and phobias and they kind of consume my life. Like, I've not driven on a motorway for probably 12 years. I didn't drive on it. There is no M25 in New Zealand, but I'm scared of flying. And even to get to New Zealand, before I put my uniform on,
you were even afraid before you got on the show. So you had to overcome fears just to get there.
I was fucking shaking like a shitting dog at Heathrow.
Oh, bless
you. I mean, the fear's taken out of it when you turn left.
Yeah.
And you get a bit of champagne in first class.
Oh, of course.
I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah.
And you get a bed.
Yeah.
She can take a little sleep and something like that. Doctor's orders. But don't try that at home, kid. But, a really hard thing to do, but the best thing I've ever done in my life.
Would you recommend it to other people? Or do you only recommend it to certain people?
I think it very much depends on the person. Like, I'd been offered the show... Well, I say offered. I'd been approached, I think, twice before. Mm-hmm. So this was kind of the third time, and I kind of had this little thing in my head. I was like, Bob, they're not going to keep fucking asking. You can't keep saying, you can't say no. And I was so loyal to Tara. Like, I was there for a decade, and it always clashed with Tara with filming, and I was never going to leave the show to do that.
Yeah.
Even though I was a huge fan of it, but also, when you're scared of things, there's one thing sat home with Jaffa cakes or a chicken bowl and an egg fried, watching people for an hour.
Yeah.
But to do it, and I kind of thought, like, I'd moved on from Towie, like, obviously I've been here nearly 5 years at FUBAR, and I kind of thought, do you know what, I was at a stage where I found fitness, thanks to the old Panny D. I mean, you don't wish a global pandemic on people to find fitness, every clad.
Yeah.
And physically, I was the strongest I've ever been.
Amazing.
And I didn't have the commitment and the loyalty to a TV show, which was my bread and butter and lived and breathed Howie.
It's
so
perfect time, really, isn't it?
Yeah, kind of the world collided, if that's the word.
Do you think your fitness then, your new fitness regime, that helped you on the show?
Nothing can prepare you is what that face is telling me.
Yeah, I think there's... I would have had no chance in hell if it had been the first couple of times I was offered.
Yeah.
But on a reel, like, these people... And I can't stress enough, like... Because you watch these TV shows. I'm a huge fan of SAS. But this is real people's jobs. And people go into the forces at 16. And I've not seen it. It starts Sunday. But the stories that you hear, you actually feel a bit emotional talking about these men and women, the shit they go through. And to do that at 16, like, we was getting pissed in jumping jacks and doing an apple sours and necking a fucking a VK. Do you know what I mean? Like, and there's people out there having to fight for their country, and you're a little bit like, shit. And no spoilers here, but what we can say, I'm going to give you a spoiler, guys. because, I mean, I knew a lot of the cast anyway, but it's so weird. Like, my friendship group, I think out of, there was 15 of us. And I'd say 90% were my mates anyway, but not one of us had had that conversation that we was doing it. So until we kind of got to New Zealand, it was so weird. And I was like, oh, hi. Do you know what I mean? So it was lovely to have that group. We had such an amazing group of people. But because they are my friends and MISAS family, I'm like, I'm Mitchell. R.I.P. Peggy. I'm taking the crown. We are going to have my SAS family in here over the next few weeks, the duration of the show, and we're going to be getting all the behind the scenes, tea, their experiences and that. We got each other through it. Now, New Zealand, like, this is how fucking naive I was, excuse my language. When I got the call from the producer, we had the chat, I didn't know what country it was going to be. She went, right, Bob, it is New Zealand. I went, oh, thank God. I went, it's a bit of fucking tan.
Yeah.
And she kind of did this awkward laugh, like she thought I was cracking a joke.
Oh.
And she went, what do you mean? And she was like, well, why are we getting a tan? Well, it's near Australia. She went, A, it's not near Australia, but it's a lot further than Australia. Yeah. And B, it's fucking cold. Like, it's snow. It's below minus. But I just associate it with anywhere that who gets on a plane for 37 hours to be cold. I'm getting on a plane for 2 hours to Marbella. I want to be fucking up.
Yeah.
I'm not 37 bastard hours.
You just don't think about New Zealand being a cold country.
No.
But I kind of think maybe in the evenings it's a bit chilly. You might need a jacket. But not minus. That's...
And we forget as well that our summer is their winter, right?
I know,
You know, you're probably leaving summer to go to like minus zero.
And air conditions, no spoilers. Obviously, tune in Sunday, guys, Channel 4, 9 PM. But we was at like the top of a mountain just covered in snow. So, yeah, no tan.
Bobby's coming back paler than when he
and
went.
Yeah, weren't allowed to take fake bake with me.
Rude, but, I'm not going. I'm not doing it.
You'd be ripping your nails off on the flights over there.
Honestly,
you had 37 hours. But anyway, guys, so I want to say no more. Tune in Sunday for launch night. Every Sunday and every Monday, first time ever, they're doing two shows a week.
Amazing. Oh, my God.
So, yeah, next Wednesday I can talk about the first two shows. And you're fucking off to get married.
I cannot believe this, that I'm missing the first 3 weeks of this drama. And I'm going to have to keep up when I'm away in Greece. I'm going to be downloading every episode and watching
it. I hope so.
Yeah, I will be. Don't worry.
And I want to mention in the wedding speech.
I'll say, and good luck to Bobby on
the
SAS journey.
Anyway, guys, SAS aside, what else, my love, has caught your eye in Showbiz Town?
Well, Maths is back.
Yes,
have
love
you guys
Maths.
been watching any of it?
I am religiously
Same
watching
clips.
It. Yeah, I am obsessed with it. Is it the Australian one coming back? Because this is the one that gives me life.
I think the Aussie one is going to be back. What is it, the end of? Oh, no, it's the start of next year, isn't it? The Australian one usually comes back.
Good.
But yeah, so the UK one's back. I've seen snippets of it because it was obviously the guy with the teeth.
Yes, we did see that clip.
How would you feel if that was you guys? You turned up and you had fake teeth in.
Wow.
I think I said the night we've done this on the show, didn't we? Mm. I would be, I don't know if disgusted, it's too strong a word.
It's not.
Do you know what? I'm all for a banter. Like, I can have a laugh, but not on my wedding day.
There's a time and
You've
place.
Never met me.
No.
You don't know my name. Yeah. Let's no shits and giggles here.
Yeah.
Look, fucking scrub up, look good, put a comb through your hair.
Yeah.
And says the man with a mouthful of veneers, but no fake teeth, please.
At least they look good. But the thing is, it is so hard that day, I'd imagine. I'm about to do it. So I can only imagine that there's so much pressure. It's even worse for them because there's cameras, there's, you know, their family there, they're marrying a stranger. Imagine the amount of stress and pressure. And then this guy turns around with the fake teeth. No, absolutely not. That would turn me off him straight away. Even if he was so much banter afterwards, I'd be like, I don't mind if you done that on our first date or whatever.
Because there is that kind of awkwardness that you're a little bit like in your head probably thinking, oh, they is real teeth, but no one should be shallow in life.
Yeah.
Can't judge people on their teeth or anything like that, but let's have it right. We're all people. We all have our preference.
Yeah.
So whilst being nervous, camera crew, marrying a stranger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's too
thinking,
much.
Thinking, are they your aliens or are they not? I just don't think this is the time, darling.
No, I'd be like, you haven't thought about me in this either. You don't have that, how I'm going to react to it. Exactly.
And I'm sure this is going to come back and bite me on the arse because we'll probably have him in the studio in a few weeks interviewing.
Yeah, so sorry if you were.
I will tell you, Chiffos, because I'm not a fake bitch.
Yeah, and also just bring the fake teeth if you're listening. We want to try them on.
I ain't got no room in my mouth. I've got too many teeth. Emily, thank you so much, my love.
Thank you for having me.
Always a pleasure. Look forward to seeing you soon. Right, babe, should we take a little break?
Let's do it.
And then we're going to be back. And we are going to start the show with an absolute good one. We have got one of your favourite shows, even though you don't know it. We've got Captain Lee joining us, but we'll see you in two.
Fubar Radio.
What the hell with Gabby Allen?
Three words to describe yourself.
Weird, funny, and quirky. I'm a strange guy.
Oh, I love that. That's good. Not many men would say that. Normally they're like, yeah, strong.
No, do you know what? That's what people think I'm going to be like. They see like the gym and the muscles and the tattoos and they think I'm going to be like this like serious like fuckboy like lad. Do you know what I mean? And then they meet me and I'm like a Jim Carrey. I'm like a muscly Jim Carrey. Do you know what I mean?
You're listening to Fubar Radio.
Download our app now to listen to your favourite shows, such as Access All Areas, Politics Uncensored, and The Dating Show. You can also download and catch up on previous episodes of all Fubar shows, including our box sets. Plus, you can get in touch directly from within the app.
Just search for Fubar Radio on the Apple and Google app stores.
Yay! The Fubar Radio app. Get it today.
Get it today.
One in five people in the UK are disabled, and it's not always visible. So if we've made ourselves at home in priority spaces on the bus or train, surrounded by our shopping bags or bikes, we could be making it harder for the people who need that space more than us. So let's not forget about the people we share our journeys with, and keep priority spaces clear for others. Remember, it's everyone's journey.
When it comes to heart attacks, you might be surprised to hear the symptoms don't always feel severe. You could experience a squeezing across the chest, a feeling of unease, a sense something's not quite right. Don't be tempted to dismiss the signs and wait to see what happens. The faster you seek medical help, the better your chances. It's never too early to call 999 and describe your symptoms. Your NHS is here for you.
Politics Uncensored.
I felt like it was a little bit, they wanted to go viral. They wanted the clip to end up on socials and be able to go viral, and there was nothing substantive on it. So to be honest, it kind of pissed me off because I thought it was a throwaway comment made for social media as opposed to actually giving voters information they need when they enter the voting booth.
Totally agree. And I also found the whole, I think you said something about Keir Starmer's strings being pulled by senior members of the Labour Party. I found that slightly conspiratorial.
That Money Show with Gabriel Nussbaum.
What's kind of that one golden thing that you like to share with people who are trying to start a business?
That's a really easy one, because I have a mantra which, you know, I say to young people all the time, and they really get it when I say it. And it goes like, don't undermine who you are by comparing yourself with someone else. It's because we are all different. Why each of us is special.
Grab your backstage passes and prepare to access all areas.
Fubar Radio presents
That Money Show with Gabriel Nussbaum.
Joining me in the studio was AJ and Curtis Pritchard.
When I used to go on Strictly, I used to think of it as like a public service. I'm entertaining somebody for 90
and we
seconds.
And salute you.
And
thank
just like,
you, AJ.
I want people to forget about their problems. I know it's a really weird mentality.
No, it's a. You are right in a way, right? Because there
well,
are people
you never made
that
the final.
There was no need for that. Well,
What the Health with Gabby Allen.
I'm joined by fellow Love Island contestant Adam Maxted and professional wrestler, may I add. If you could wrestle any celebrity, who would it be?
I'm trying to think who would be.
Someone needs to like, be like your height, your size. Come on, you've got to be fair about it. It can't be like a little weasel.
Maybe like Anthony Joshua or something.
Jesus, really? You know. You reckon you could take Anthony Joshua?
In a boxing fight, probably not.
But in a wrestling match,
Yeah. In a wrestling match, I back myself.
Okay, fair.
Access all areas with Bobby Norris.
TikTok sensations Jack and Sorrel. Iconically, there have been some amazing celeb couples. Who would be your favourite of all times,
David Beckham and Victoria? And
goals.
I just think, like, the twists and turns of it all, but still being together like that, that to me is peak celeb.
For me, do you know what? I just love a good power couple. We had Beyonce, Jay-Z. Like,
yes.
I want them to reign highly. I want them to be girl bossing, man bossing, just bossing throughout, and us obsessed with them separately and together.
You're listening to FUBAR Radio.
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 Access all areas. Access. And we are live. So, well, whilst we wait for Captain Lee, you're getting married abroad.
I am.
We've got a couple of minutes. Let's spill tea.
Right. Okay. Well, you know what? It is the weirdest time ever. I feel this weird hyper energy in
It's retrograde.
It feels like retrograde. That's what it feels like. I cannot concentrate on work. Not even this work. And it's easy. But yeah, I'm ready to go now. I'm going on Monday and we're going for 2 weeks. But we're taking 3 weeks off work. So it's like, I'm so excited. I can't wait.
I can't wait to see. I've seen a photo of your dress.
Yes.
Can't wait to see you in it. I'm so excited for you.
Thank you so much. I can't wait. Like, do you know what the most nerve-wracking thing is? And people don't actually talk about this. The pressure of having so many people fly to another country for you. Like, I, you know me, like, I don't mind being the centre of attention. Do not mind
She loves it.
It's okay. I'll lap it up sometimes. But there's only so much of that I can take. And then the thought of having 55 relatives fly to another country for you. You almost want everything in that country for them to go all right, as if it's on your watch. Do you know what I mean?
I've never been married, but to me, that is anxiety inducing. Yes. Like, considering, which probably sounds the strangest thing to our listeners, considering my job and my career, I don't like birthday parties for that reason.
There you go.
Because I put pressure on myself to make everyone have an amazing night. Yeah. So for me, a party isn't a party. I'm running around hosting.
Yes.
And I love hosting radio and TV, of course. Mm-hmm. But I'm so worried about everyone. Like, I feel like they're... Which is probably all in my own fucking head. That's what I mean? Like,
that's it, exactly. And everyone I'm messaging, they're all having a lovely time. They can't wait. They're packing or whatever. But I'm overthinking everything, going, oh, they're going to be...
Are their rooms okay?
Is the flight going to be okay? Also, all of our family are more or less on one flight. I'm like, is that flight going to be okay? Because that is everybody
in the way. Oh, you don't think it's going to go down?
Don't say it out loud, Bobby. Oh.
Let's say you had about delays, he said. That sounds better. A delay.
Touch wood.
A bad delay.
Yeah.
No. I'll do me out where it is tonight.
We'll be good. But basically, my whole family is on that fucking flight. So it's the most important flight to ever leave the earth. So please be safe, everybody.
Travel safely, guys. But also, because we was literally just during the commercial break talking about this. You know, I love a bit of TV, shocker. And I can never quite believe, and a camera crew is always there to pick it up, but when you see a bride, she's going abroad, and she puts her dress in the hold, as in where the suitcases go, and then she's surprised when it don't come round on the conveyor belt at the other end. And I'm like, why is that not your one item of hand luggage?
Yeah, no.
So I was like, Elle, please tell me it's going in the cabin and not in the hole. She went, no, it is.
It is.
Thank God.
Yeah, so I actually heard from a few people that this is the case, and I'm just going to wing it. So basically, you're allowed to bring your normal hand luggage, but then you can also bring your dress in a dress bag.
Love that. Human rights.
It's dress. It's very important. It's like a child.
Right, fucking more than. Yeah. No, don't come for me. But as a bride, let's have it right.
Yeah, come on.
Dress is important.
No, it's not going in.
I think that should be a human right.
Definitely should.
Because actually, I would rather not that I'm ever going to have a bride. Spoiler. Daily Mail furiously writing articles.
Hashtag
Bobby
exclusive.
Comes out live on Access All Areas. But I think it's worse for... I don't even think I know. I've got to put my balls on the table here.
Yeah.
It's far worse for a bride not to have a dress than a groom not to have a suit.
Definitely, because you can pick a suit up anywhere. And if you think, I bought my dress a year ago, 1 year ago, I was just saying to Bobby, I can't even remember what it looks like because the dressmakers have it for 3 months now. So I haven't a clue. So we'll see on Saturday.
I'll point it out. It's on Anne Summers. She showed me. And also, a man, especially a bro, can get a lovely pair of chino shorts and a white shirt and That's just get it. His chest out.
And look fab.
And that fella's a bit of a salt, so it'd rock it. Anyway, enough about talking wedding chat because I'm getting depressed. So we're going to go to the lovely OG of Love Island, Marlon. Little preview called I did, I think, a week or two ago. I don't know. It's all a bit of a blur. But let's go to that. And then we'll be back after a little break and we'll go to Captain Lee. See you in a few. Hello, Marlon.
Hello. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. Thank you, darling. How are you?
I'm good. I'm just going to warn you, the two-year-old is about.
No worries, babe. No, I love it. We keep it real. We're on Access All Areas.
I put the TV on and I'm like, it's just chill time, Zaya.
I'm so glad to catch up with you because we've not spoke for, it's got to be a good few months now. How's life been treating you?
Yeah, good. Really good, actually.
So, Bobes, I've got to ask you, obviously, because everyone knows you for, like, breaking out on TV, like, early doors, Love Island.
Yeah.
How do you look back on your time in that villa? Because the show's almost a different show now, isn't it, compared to your days, like, really early organic days?
I've not watched it. I haven't watched any episodes, and I didn't even watch my own. But what I can see is that the format is the same, right?
Mm.
And it's like the luggage belt at the airport arrivals and they're just spinning out the same characters. It's like, that sounds really bad, isn't it? You're waiting for your bag to turn up. It's like the same thing. Same old bag, right? It's just another destination. And I think we've come a long way now with a lot of awareness on things. Mm. And when it comes to raising awareness on body image, mental health and lots of other things. And I think Love Island has had its day a long time ago. And I think for the younger generation, there could be more put out there. I think all we're seeing now is like there's a lot of dating shows, right? There's so many Married at First Sight, all of these other things. And so I was saying Series 2, right? That was a long time ago now. And I've seen it all play out since then. And I saw the way I was when I left the show. I was young, naive. I didn't know what I was doing. And I think that was the beauty of it because it was so early on, you didn't expect anything, right? And you just kind of went with it. And it was like, wow, this is exciting. And then I kind of got caught in the trap of not knowing what my purpose was, money running out, booking any old job and getting scared. And then I think my saving grace, it's going to sound so, so bad, was my mum dying a year post Love Island because she then woke me up to the truth of what life was really about. And it wasn't chasing the fame. It wasn't these little brand deals and going to be seen in public settings. Her dying made me understand what life was truly about. Mm-hmm. And then going on to the loss of my daughter, like 6 months after that really put it in my mind. Maybe I'm here for a different reason. And so the platform that Love Island gave me, I quickly used it and I turned it right. And I understood what I could do with it. I could help people with it. Mm. And what I see is these contestants are getting these platforms and not knowing what their purpose is, what they really want to do on this earth, right? Like using their skill or their talent. Like, look at you. You've got a voice, Bobby. You're talking, raising awareness and different things.
Yeah.
And you're speaking your truth, right? But not everyone understands it. So they got this platform. They go on this big show, got this platform, and they're like, shit, what do I do?
Yeah.
And then they get caught in that trap of just being. They don't even know what they are. I think that's the sad part of it, the effect after coming off a show like that.
So when you first left a show like that, and when this, I mean, because obviously I'm of an age where I remember years ago when Love Island first came out, it was a celeb show. Do you remember? So I remember there was like Callum Best, Bianca Gascoigne.
Yeah.
And then it took years and years. I don't know how many. I mean, I was very young, guys. I'm not that old. But I do remember growing. I grew up on a diet of reality TV. So I kind of think that's why for me, when you left the villa, and bear in mind, this was Series 2. And I think from Series 1, it just kind of blew up. You were saying you didn't know what to do with it, and like you was kind of it's like in terms of contestants nowadays. Do you think you was kind of and not shading Love Island as a show, because it happens to a lot of shows, but you kind of think you leave, that the cameras get turned off, you get given your EasyJet boarding pass back to Stansted, and it's kind of like kicked off the plane and they're like, right, fuck off, go crack on. And
yeah,
how did you handle that? Because it's a strange reality for people, like, because you guys especially, you go into that villa, you've got no phone, so you film that show. So the day you go into that villa, you're still just you, and you could have walked around a supermarket the day before. No one knows you. By the time you touch down at Gatwick, Stansted, Luton, whatever, the nation knows who you are. So you've got no real introduction into seeing it.
No, I remember being in the villa, and I kept asking the producer every time I went and had a fag. I said, "Are there any bad comments about my weight?" That's all I cared about.
You.
I was like, "Are there any comments calling me fat?" That's all I remember asking him, and they would say no to everything. And I was like, "Is there anything bad?" No, it's all fine, because you're in the Truman Show in there.
Yeah,
it's literally like a bubble. No time, tell you when to eat, tell you when to sleep, all of that, and it's such a different false reality. So you're right, you come out. I ended up in Luton Airport.
then, we've all been there.
And then the people were wanting photos with me. And that little introvert, shy Marlin, that little girl inside of me that had never experienced anything like that, that was still suffering with eating disorders and body image and didn't understand anything about the world, was like, oh, yeah. And then I slowly felt myself changing and adapting to the way people would come up to me. I was very conscious about it, and I thought everybody was watching me. I'd go into Tesco's and I had to wear makeup. I had to look like a certain way because I thought they were watching. And then a lot of them were recognising. Yeah. And then a part of me actually liked it and wanted it. And then I got addicted to the feeling of being recognised, and I started to get caught up in that. It was a very bizarre feeling. Does that make sense?
Completely, especially because we've got... I think there's so many reality shows that they're kind of to a penny now, and I ain't saying that, again, not in a shady way, but like certain shows of their day, they were kind of breakthrough shows. And people, when they was used to seeing people in a supermarket or in a nightclub, it was people they saw on soaps, or, I mean, very rarely would you see Jennifer Aniston or someone bobbing about in Sugar Rush, do you know what I mean? But if you saw someone famous, it was... it weren't people you could really relate to. And then this kind of bubble broke through, and it was people that were boys and girls next door that everyone knew, everyone had an opinion on, and it kind of was of its moment and of its time. And anyone that wasn't in it at that time will never truly understand the kind of power of, not the power, that sounds wankery, but you know what I mean? Like the feeling of what went, it was a lot.
Yeah. Definitely. I think what I didn't expect was people's perception and image of me to feel like they knew who I was as a person. That was weird. I was like, oh, you've seen like snippets, and obviously the snippets were the worst bits, right? And then you mold them together, and people really think they know you. But even now on Instagram, when people come up to me, they talk to me and they give me their like life stories in real life, and they talk to me like I'm their best friend. And I'm like, whoa.
Yeah,
you know, it is a bizarre feeling, because I think I don't do it to other people. I don't look other stories. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, completely. Yeah,
it's a weird thing. So I find it fascinating. You're right. It is the power of TV and the power that these shows do have, and the influence these shows have.
Absolutely. And you talk about Love Island of having its day long ago, years ago, and it's like a conveyor belt. Do you think contestants, because I won't name any specific shows, but I definitely, even if I watch them or not, like I see on social media, and I get a lot of, and I'm sure you do, you get messages and comments on various social media platforms saying that people might be imitating you or replicating your character. Do you think people go on to these shows with kind of like, if I pretend to be her or him, or I kind of play this kind of, which to me blows my mind, it's a reality show. The only people that do well on reality shows are the ones that, fucking believe it or not, are real. you can't go into shows thinking I'm gonna be him, I'm gonna be her, because honey, that ain't the gig. you've got to be you, because the audience, they're not fickle, they're not fucking Dolly Dimple stupid people. They can see through you.
So what I think is, the problem is, I think a lot of people go through life wearing masks, and I think because of shows like Love Island and other shows, people really think they've got to be something other than themselves to fit in or to be a certain way in society. And that's where the danger lies. I think the problem is that everyone's wearing masks, right? Mm. The ones that are, when I say this, the ones that aren't fully healed within themselves, they feel like they've got to be someone else or be something else,
yeah,
to be liked, to have that validation, to fit in. And you're right, when you go on these shows, you can tell it, you can spot it a mile off. And when you have these main characters, you get another show and they want to be like that main character because they saw this person do well. It's just the same thing in real life. People around. And it is sad in a way, because then
sad.
Becomes cheap.
Yeah, exactly that. I wanted to ask you, because you touched upon it, that you notice I do it, but I'm going to say exactly the same back to you, and it's that we use our voice and our platform and our profiles to talk about things, and a lot of people don't, and that's fine. Like, everyone do you, but there is no one thing fits all, and it's lovely that everyone does their own thing. But I think that it's nice for people to talk about that, and it ain't all fucking Rolexes and Ferraris. You've spoken about like your recovery from substances and stuff, and do you?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Does that help you heal, knowing that? Because my thing is, if it helps one person, why would I not?
Yeah, 1,000,000%. So when it's come to things that I've gone through, I've always been open, and I'll be honest with you. That one thing, the C word, the cocaine, I was well hesitant, because I was like, right, that was something I battled with, like on the weekends with the alcohol, and I thought, no, people aren't going to want to work with me. People are going to think, what the heck? And I thought, no, do you know what? I've got nothing to lose. I don't care. If I speak my, let's be honest, that's probably the most common thing that's used at the minute with alcohol.
And everyone thinks it's so showbiz and only celebrities are running around taking cocaine. I think that people that from all walks of lives, all whatever industry, profession you're in, it is no longer like a celebrity drug, air quote in here for people listening. And you speaking about your battle with it, how did you overcome your battle? Was you like getting was you proper bang on it? Or like you said, was only when you had a drink?
So with me, I never understood. I never had a healthy relationship with alcohol. I'd have one or two wines and be like, yeah, let's have more. I want to get pissed.
Yeah.
And I was always running from something. I never knew what it was. Now I understand it was all the shit that I'd gone through, and it was manifesting through me just wanting the drink, right? But after four or five drinks, Bobby, I'd want a line, and I'd want to sober up. And I didn't understand why I'd want it so much, because it went hand in hand, right? So it'd come the weekends, they would go to her dad's, I'd feel so fucking lonely, and I'd be like, right, I'm on my own, let's go out, let's go party, and it would just happen. And I understood after I took myself to rehab when I was sober. It probably was about a week after I'd done it. And I was like, right, I want to go somewhere. I took myself to rehab. It was like a holistic one. And I understood that. I was raped, right? And I was drunk. I was blackout drunk when I was raped. And subconsciously, my brain said, if you take some coke, you're still going to be aware, but you can have a good time, but you won't be blackout. The cocaine will sober you up. So that was a coping mechanism there, which I wasn't actually understanding of.
Yeah, but subconsciously
doing it.
Yeah.
So taking myself to rehab was the best thing I ever did. I then went sober. I started to understand everything and parts of myself that I just kept running from. And to be still with my thoughts for 3 weeks away from my daughter was probably the hardest thing, but it was the best transformation I've ever had in my life. Because not only did I have an awakening after that, I just saw life completely different. And my life just did a U-turn to a point where I can be around alcohol and people that are doing shit like that. Not that I have friends that are like that, to be honest, anymore. And I won't be wanting it. Whereas before, I could go sober for a month or two and out on Instagram, but I'd still be wanting it. I'd still have that need for it.
So is it like a switch subconsciously went off in your head and you're like, I don't crave it, I don't think about it? Because like you say, you could take a month or two off having a drink or a line, but the hunger for it was still there.
Yeah, the hunger was still there.
There's no hunger now.
Yeah, no, there's no hunger. And what it was, we have the conscious part of the brain and the subconscious. And my subconscious were these limiting beliefs and these childhood patterns that I kept playing out in my adulthood, right? It was a limiting belief, the unavailable mum wound and all these deep things that I could go into. And my brain was used to that same pattern. So I had to put something in the way, block it, and bring awareness to why that pattern was there. And then you release that pattern and you start integrating new neural pathways in your brain. And that's what I had to keep doing.
The brain's such an amazing thing. Like, it honestly fascinates me. I'm going to let you go, but one last question. I believe you've got a new man in your life, haven't you? So this is going to be hypothetical. if you don't have to confirm or deny if there's a new man in your life, but say there isn't, and you get a phone call from Love Island to do the next series of All Stars, what's your reply?
I would say no. I'd say no, absolutely not.
You don't want to go back in that villa?
No, I couldn't.
And do you want to confirm or deny if there's a nice new man in your life?
Yeah, there is, and I'm so in love. He's a Swedish guy. He's Swedish. He lives in Sweden. It is long distance.
Love that.
The best thing that's ever happened to me.
Bless you. And like they say, I believe in fate. I'm one of them people. People call me a bit of a white witch. Like, I just love it, and I'm very spiritual. But I'm a big believer that everything, it's all about timing. What's meant for you will never pass you by. But don't chase the wrong thing, because when you chase hard, you do end up chasing the wrong things. You kind of got to step back. God, I sound like a preacher, son of a preacher, man. But I genuinely believe it is all about timing. Babe, thank you so much for taking time out to speak to me. So lovely to catch up with you. And I hope to see you face to face soon, my lovely.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. Take Lots care. Of love. Take care, darling. Bye.
Bye.
Access All Areas continues next. Boobar Radio. What the Hell with Gabby Allen.
Three words to describe yourself.
Weird, funny, and quirky. I'm a strange guy.
Oh, I love that. That's good. Not many men would say that. Normally they're like, yeah, strong.
No, you know what? That's what people think I'm going to be. Like, they see, like, the gym and the muscles and the tattoos, and they think I'm going to be, like, this, like, serious, like, fuck boy, like, lad. You know what I mean? And then they meet me, and I'm like a Jim Carrey. I'm like a muscly Jim Carrey.
You're listening to FUBAR Radio. Download our app now to listen to your favourite shows, such as Access All Areas, Politics Uncensored, and The Dating Show. You can also download and catch up on previous episodes of all FUBAR shows, including our box sets. Plus, you can get in touch directly from within the app. Just search for FUBAR Radio on the Apple and Google App Stores. The FUBAR Radio app. Get it today. Get it today.
It was calm on the beach, so I took my little girl out on the water. Then we hit the wind, and it blew us out to sea, faster than we could paddle back. And we learned our lesson from these guys, the crew who got us home. Thank you.
Respect the water and watch out for the winds. In an emergency, call 999 and ask for the Coast Guard.
Registering to vote means you can take part in the way decisions are made in the UK. When you register to vote, you are then able to cast your vote at local and national elections. You can help choose who runs your area and makes decisions about things you care about. Millions of people in the UK aren't registered to vote, and they miss out on having their voice heard. It's quick and easy to register. It only takes 5 minutes. You can do it online, or you can ask for a paper form at your local council. Register to vote now at gov.uk/register to vote.
Politics Uncensored.
I felt like it was a little bit, they wanted to go viral. They wanted the clip to end up on socials and be able to go viral. And there was nothing substantive on it. So to be honest, it kind of pissed me off because I thought it was a throwaway comment made for social media, as opposed to actually giving voters information they need when they enter the voting booth.
Totally agree. And I also found the whole, I think he said something about Keir Starmer's strings being pulled by senior members of the Labour Party. I found that slightly conspiratorial.
That Money Show with Gabriel Nussbaum.
What's kind of that one golden thing that you like to share with people who are trying to start a business?
That's a really easy one, because I have a mantra which, you know, I say to young people all the time, and they really get it when I say it. And it goes like, don't undermine who you are by comparing yourself with someone else. It's because we are all different. Why each of us is special.
Welcome back to Access All Areas, live on FUBAR Radio. And we are joined by the legend that is Captain Lee. Captain Lee, how are you?
I'm just fine. And yourself?
Really good,
so
thank
good.
You.
It's so good to see you, Captain Lee, and you look so well, because the last time that we saw you on Below Deck, you had some health problems and you left the show afterwards. So it's so good to see you now on screen, and you're looking healthy as ever. How are you feeling?
I'm great. If I felt any better, I'd be you guys.
I wish you was here with us, Captain Lee.
I know, I do. And how has your health been since you left the show?
I haven't had any problems. I'm still going to the gym every day. Right now, I'm on a little mini vacation down on the Keys.
Amazing.
Nice little beachside hotel right on the water.
Wow, you're making us jealous.
Oh, you've got to get to Essex, Captain.
Oh, God.
Have you ever been to Essex? You're coming to the UK, aren't you? But come to Essex. I'll take you to the gym, Captain Lee.
All right. I can't miss the gym. Even when I go on vacation, I still go to the gym. So
I have to say, I know you're a married man, but you're in good nick.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, you look after yourself.
I try to stay that way. It's I figure every day I spend in the gym is a day I won't have to spend at the doctor's office.
Exactly. Love exactly. That. I like that. So we're going to get straight into it. You've had many years on Below Deck.
Yes,
we had Ben on the show. I think you've worked with Ben before on a season. We had him a couple of weeks ago. And he basically said to us that once you go on Below Deck, you're excommunicated from the yachting industry. And, you know, they don't really want to hire you anymore because it's kind of seen as like a bad thing that you went on the show. Have you experienced that at all?
Not at all.
Really?
I've had many job offers of captain's positions. And to be quite honest, I'm starting to enjoy being around the house a little bit.
So you wouldn't mind if they just like left you alone, but you're too busy. Is that what you're saying?
Well, it's always flattering to have the offers.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Of course.
Captain, leading on from Miss Ellen's question about Mr. Ben, he spilt some tea here on Access All Areas because we like to access all areas. And he told us that his ex,
Camille,
shall we say, was playing. No, I was going to say playing about. I was going to try and be demure and elegant.
Very
but
mindful.
But was seeing someone else on the ship. And also the other cast members, he didn't tell us who, in previous series had been
fornicating with the crew.
Fornicating
as
with
in
production. Cameramen, producers. What can you tell us? You're the captain. You're the governor on that boat. What goes down? Is that a thing with production and cast?
They will go through extensive means to keep that from me.
Wow.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And so unless I just stumble upon it accidentally, odds are when they set out to do something like that, they have me foremost in their mind. Like, all right, whatever we do, the captain can't find out about it.
And Captain Lee, have you ever stumbled across a member of production and a cast member sleeping together or fornicating, as Ellen would call it, because she's a lot posher than me. She's Irish. I'm Bethnal Green.
Yes, I have.
Oh,
can you tell us a little bit more, Captain Lee?
And they were doing it in all of all places to do it. I don't know if you know what a bosun's locker is.
I know, Captain Lee.
We've seen that on the show.
They keep the mops and the buckets and all the chamois. And,
it sounds so romantic.
It can get a little ripe in there.
Oh, yeah. And what was that, a cameraman and a cast member?
I think it was a member of production. Wasn't one of the shooters or one of the sound techs. But, yeah, it was, if I remember correctly, it was one of my crew.
Was it a stew?
And they were in there playing hide the salami.
Oh, my favorite game, Captain.
And all I heard was, shut that fucking door.
Wow.
And what did they do when they knew that Captain Lee had opened the door? Because I bet they shit a brick, didn't they? Or was they two balls deep to worry?
I was the last they expected to see. And I was the last face they expect. They would rather see anybody else
but you
than me.
And did you send them home? Because you seem quite strict on the show, and you always say respect the boat, respect me, respect, respect, respect. So when you found out that this happened, surely you sent them packing.
No, I didn't. I gave them both a second chance. Oh. And it never happened again.
Well,
that you know of.
That I know of, but at least it didn't happen in the bosun's locker.
Okay, exactly. Fair enough. They were just more careful.
It makes me want to sign up to join the boat.
I know, yeah. Can Bobby go on the next season of Below Deck?
Sure.
Does he need any boating experience? Because I've seen some of the stews and they don't seem to have much.
I look lovely in white.
You're right. Some of them don't have much experience, and it's obvious. But
yeah,
times. See, I was never responsible for hiring them.
Right.
Would you hire me? I mean, I've got some experience, Captain Lee. Not with a boat.
I did retain the right to fire at will.
Yes.
Yes. So,
which I would rather have.
As you should.
Given the opportunity.
And do you know the way you said, obviously, I presume there's a production crew that are hiring the staff because they also are, you know, wanting to make a TV show out of it.
Absolutely.
But is there, who is the worst member of staff that you've ever come across on the show, on your whole time on the show, that you had to just get rid of and they were absolutely disaster?
No, that was Dane.
Dane?
It's a toss-up between Dane and Trevor.
What did they do?
Well, Dane was just a terrible drunk.
Okay. Actually, I think I've seen this season.
Caught him in the galley. They're in the crew mess. Mm-hmm. Had a bottle of Crown Royal in one hand, Budweiser in the other.
Wow.
And taking very long pulls off of both of them, alternating.
Wow. Fuck a duck. It gives Titanic vibes.
And he couldn't. He was talking or trying to, but we couldn't understand what. So we slowed the speech part of it down, the audio, to try and make out what he said. And we were almost to stop, and none of us could make out what he was saying.
Wow. Oh,
so we just substitute a bunch of special characters in there for a subtitle.
Oh, my gosh.
And to this day, we have no clue as to what he said. But he got into it with the bosun, Eddie. I sent him off to a private island to have some fun, some R&R. And he just took total advantage of the situation. Embarrassed everyone, himself, but I'm not quite sure he was capable of understanding how embarrassing he was.
Wow. And have you heard from him since?
No.
Okay. And you ended up firing him at that time?
The next morning, because he was so drunk that he wouldn't have remembered getting fired.
Oh, gosh. Okay. And the new season of Below Deck is coming up now. Have you seen the trailer for it?
I have not.
You have not.
I have not.
Right. Okay. Would, if you were given the opportunity, would you go back on the show?
Give that some thought.
Well, okay.
Captain Lee,
don't close this book.
I'm so sorry to interrupt you, Elle, but literally I've got you for less than 1 minute, Captain Lee. I've got to ask you one question because I know you're coming to the UK. I've offered to take you to the gym. I'm going to show you around Essex, but you're here not to come to the gym with Bobby Norris. You're doing a tour. Can you tell our listeners more?
We're doing it's a one-man show.
Love that.
And it basically consists of a stage, a chair, me in it, with some of my favorite libations.
Oh, I'm coming. What does libration mean?
Libation, my favorite cocktail.
Ooh.
Oh, babe, I'm good at that.
Sign us up.
They don't call it Bobby's Bar for nothing.
Hence the term nightcap.
Very clever. I should be a sailor.
That's the name of the show. We'll sit around and we'll talk about the show and we'll talk about other shows. We'll talk about my book. I'll tell some stories about myself. There's a lot of audience participation.
Amazing.
And interaction to get the audience involved in it.
Good.
And they seemed to like those parts of the show.
Oh, they're the best bits. We want Captain Lee.
Yes.
I'm just gutted that you're on vacay, right? Not gutted for you, I'm gutted for me. Because I'm sat in Islington. So you're having a better time. I mean, I love Islington, don't come for me. But you're having a lovely time. But I wish you was in the studio. But maybe when you're in the UK, we'll meet up, Captain.
Let's come see his show.
Me and Ellen, we're going to come. But thank you so much for joining us on Access All Areas. An absolute pleasure. So glad you're doing well and that health's good. You look amazing.
We love you.
We love you. Captain, thank you. Over and out.
Over and out. Bye, Captain Lee. I never thought I'd get to see that. I love
Captain
him.
Captain Lee, I love you. Thank you so much, guys. See you next week. Ta-da.